All right, so kind of back at it, practicing with ourselves. So need to kind of get back into that routine. This is going to be a little bit of a more of a preparation week where we have to prepare ourselves for the game, unlike practicing against the team we had the last couple of weeks. That was really a luxury. So getting to know Detroit, running the plays that Detroit runs for our offense or defense, special teams, whatever it happens to be. That'll be part of this week's process, and you know, just trying to kind of get a few more looks and evaluations at what we have, and also just moving along with some of the installation that we didn't have the last couple of weeks because we were working against another team. Try to catch up on some of that, and see if we can kind of wrap things up this week. So next week's review, and we're not getting into a whole lot of new stuff, you know, next week on the last preseason game, but so that's where we're at.
What sort of schedule with it being compressed with the days between the game and day off and then going to the game Thursday?
Maybe a little bit. I mean, I don't think we need more than 2 days at this, you know, for a game like this. I think 2 days is enough to get ready.
Can you talk about what you saw out of Jake Ballard?
You know, Jake's been pretty consistent all through camp. He's been dependable on a day-to-day basis. You know, he's got some experience. Big guy, long. He's got a good blocking skill. Done a good job in the passing game. He's, you know, I think with him, it's just, you know, keep day by day. He keeps improving, gains more confidence, and gains more experience. Builds up his overall stamina and conditioning. Not that it, I mean, he's in good condition, but just playing football, playing conditioning. I think that we've had a good pace with him, and he's been pretty able to have steady improvement through, you know, the entire course of camp, which has been good.
How's Tom's camp been?
Brady?
Yeah.
You know, I think Tom's worked hard like he usually does. He's doing all right.
Do you sense that he's had an effect on the guys around him? Because obviously he's working with a lot of new guys and young guys and Sudfeld. And
he always works well with his teammates.
Is it good to have a guy like that with younger players who are trying to integrate into your system? The guy who's obviously been here for a long time is a very big part of your program.
Yeah, I mean, he's always worked well with his teammates. I don't think it's ever been an issue since he's been here.
In terms of the game planning for this week, are you game planning, I guess, more this week than you would at any other point in the preseason?
No, not really. I think the things that we want to work on, we're going to work on. I mean, we certainly have to have an awareness of what they do and how to, you know, give our guys a chance so that we're not running things that are, you know, going to be 80% failure. I mean, we don't want that, but at the same time, we're not trying to, you know, out scheme anything or, you know, try to create some kind of an advantage that's, I'll say, a little bit artificial. I mean, we still want to do the fundamental things that we do and evaluate our players doing them. And I'd say that's pretty much what they're doing too. I mean, I don't know what they're going to do, but that's what it looks like they're doing.
Coach, you've had Svitek play both guard and tackle, sometimes almost series to series preseason games. How has he handled that?
Good. He hasn't had a whole lot of experience at guard prior to this year, this camp, but he's handled it very well. Smart guy, adjusts quickly. You know, has a lot of experience playing tackle and understands the whole offensive line system and communication, how everything works together. He's done a good job. Wasn't something we were planning on doing, but it worked out that way, and he's certainly increased his value to the team by showing that he can play two positions when we were kind of just looking at it as tackle, both left and right tackle, but he's also showed that he can play guard, so he's helped himself on that and it's helped our team.
Coach, on the radio this morning, Tom was talking about how his conditioning has enabled him to withstand kind of injuries that he sustained in practice the other day. What have you seen from that? He was talking about how at his age, his special preparation and conditioning has enabled him to withstand that kind of
thing. Yeah, Tom works hard. Tom's is one of our offseason award winners. He had a good offseason, worked hard. His conditioning levels are, you know, always good.
Would it particular, when he was stands a hit like that in practice or in a preseason game, say, how do you think his conditioning helps him in that regard?
I just said I think he's in good condition. He's been in good condition. One of our off-season award winners.
Bill, your assessment on Jamie Collins after last week's game?
I thought he showed up. You know, he's learning. He's doing some different things for us. You know, defensively, he's got some different responsibilities, playing at the end of the line, playing off the line, playing in some sub situations, playing a lot in the kicking game. But he's learning every day, and I think he's definitely making progress.
Have you been able to have enough opportunity, do you think, to get him in to enough different situations, different positions during the preseason so far?
Jamie?
Yeah.
He's played quite a bit.
Coach, have you seen some good, strong examples of like complete team defense that make you optimistic going into the season?
I mean, I think we've seen good things in all phases of our game. We've also seen things that need to be better or weren't real good, not weren't the way we want them. So we'll keep working to try to get things as good as we can all the way across the board in every area. But I think we've seen definitely positive results across the board. But, you know, we need to make that consistent, and we need to get it to as high a level as we can. Mm-hmm.
Dane Fletcher's, obviously it was just more than a year ago where he tore his ACL. I know he was one of the offseason award winners. Can you just talk about how hard he's worked over the past year and to be back on the field?
Yeah, Dane's worked really hard. He was, worked hard last season there in the fall after the surgery, and while everybody else was playing, he was working hard in the weight room and rehabbing. Had a full spring. For this year, fortunately, the injury occurred early last year, so he had almost a full calendar year to rehab it. But he worked very hard and diligently on that. I think he's moving well. I think his play has improved. I think he has a lot of confidence in his physical ability. And he hasn't missed anything. I mean, he's been out there for, you know, all spring, all training camp. He's had a big role for us in the kicking game. He's played well defensively, so I think he's had a real good comeback from that injury.
So when you have a running quarterback like Tim Tebow, when you assess like his decision making and accuracy throwing the ball, do you sort of view that on a different curve than maybe a quarterback who wouldn't be a running quarterback like a Tom or a Mallett?
I think the passing game is still the passing game, but. You know, all players have different skill sets, and some guys do some things better than others. So you have to look at the total package and what they're able to do in all areas of the game. I think we see a lot of good quarterbacks in the NFL. They aren't all maybe the best passers, but their ability to run and pass and make plays, however they make them, loose plays, design plays, scramble plays, whatever it is, you know, makes them a high-level player. So I don't think I don't think there's one specific style you have to have or don't have to have, but in the end it's about production and being able to do enough things to be successful.
If you'd agree with this thought, like in the second game, it seemed like you did less of, and there were less plays, I think, to work with, but less of the pre-snap movements, like full house backfields, less of, like we saw more of that against the Eagles, maybe less against the Bucks. Would you agree with that, or my eyes may be deceiving you there?
Yeah, again, I think for us, the way I look at it is against the Eagles, we really had 4 days against them. Well, three, and then a situation day kind of day. We had 3 days against Tampa, and then kind of that situation day the day before the game. So it's the combination of all three of those days. I mean, we got a lot of snaps on whatever it was, Tuesday and Wednesday, in addition to the snaps on Friday that I think were important snaps for our team. And so some of the things we did more in practice and less in the game, other things we did, more in the game and less of in practice. So I think it's, the entire body of competition against those teams that I look at rather than, what we did on Tuesday or what we did on Wednesday or even what we did on Friday. I mean, they're all significant, but I think it's kind of a combination of all those things. So we ran a lot of things in practice that we ran less of in the game, vice versa. So.
And then just specific to the game and understanding it's not just the game you're viewing. The stat line for Tim was not good, 1 for 7, I think it was, for -1 yard. But you look at that on by itself, it doesn't look good. But when you look at the big picture, like you said, do you see him making positive steps at quarterback?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think if you look at the entire week last week, that they will look different than the game did. In some cases, the game looked better for some players. In some cases, the game maybe didn't look as good as some other things during the week. So, we'll just have to try to take all that into consideration. Mm-hmm.
Okay, final question. Bill, with the roster moves you made today, you're down to 8-4. Do you anticipate filling those 6 spots?
If we find a player that we want to fill him with, we could. We don't have like 6 guys flying in here tonight to be out there tomorrow, but if something comes up that we feel like there's a player we want to take a look at or we feel like could help us, then we can just put him on the roster without having to do anything. If not, then we'll prepare to go with what we got. And, a week from now we'll be at 75. So, we're really not that. Just saying, if we bring somebody in the next day or two, we're going to have to. I mean, they're only going to be here for a couple days. Not saying it isn't worth it. I'm just saying it's that's what it would be. So, we'll do what we think's best. Could fill it, not necessarily.
All right. Thank you.